Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 2 of the Seven Lakes podcast made by our AV production class. I'm Grace, and today we'll be talking with perhaps the most energetic group here on campus, the Spartan Crazies. We are joined now by Spartan Crazy crowd captains Jose, Valentin, and Hunter. How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah, doing great. How are you?
Doing amazing.
Doing good. Thank you for asking. All right, so what exactly are the Spartan Crazies, and what's their purpose?
So the Spartan Crazies is the Seven Lakes student section, and their purpose is to help the team that we're supporting do better and give them confidence and just have an amazing time at the game.
Yeah, like you, for example, if one of your friends is on the team, you go there and you support, and you give them the support for them to win the game.
Yeah, just to basically, let's say we're losing, just to lift the spirits up and just have a lot of fun there and basically get to socialize with all of your friends and just have themes and all that.
Yeah, like building a sense of community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Super fun.
I've heard that for every event the Crazies attend, there is a theme. What are some examples of past themes, and how do y'all go about deciding on these themes?
Well, to decide for the themes, I usually just go on Pinterest and then just ask everyone if they agree to do the theme. Some themes that we've done is the PJs.
PJ, frat.
My favorite one, frat. In the soccer playoffs last year, we did frat boy theme. And that was amazing. Everyone in the whole stands.
It was a super fun game, yeah. Oh, yeah.
My favorite one was the Hawaiian. Oh, yeah. Hawaiian was really good.
I think so far for like this year, though, I think my favorite one probably has been the PJs. We put, you know, the Stanks to sleep against Taylor. 3-0 sweep.
I love the wordplay. I love how there's always a little line that goes with the day.
Yeah.
Oh, and how do y'all, you were saying earlier that you pick a theme and then you make sure everyone wants to do it. How do you get an idea of how people feel about the theme? Where are you communicating with them?
We have a group chat in Snapchat, and we're like, so should we do this theme? And then we all answer, and that's how we figure out the theme.
So the crowd captains will pick some, and then we'll send it to our group chat and say, how do y'all like this? Y'all agree? And then we'll ask the team and their coach if that's okay, school appropriate. They say yes, and we pull through.
Yeah, yeah, sometimes we have to ask Miss Finneson if it's fine. Like, I had to ask her for the PJs once. She told me if I asked earlier that we could have gone to school with PJs, so that's my fault, guys. My fault.
And going back to what you were saying, the crowd captains pick the themes. Y'all are the crowd captains, correct?
Yes.
Yes. How do you get selected to be a crowd captain?
So, for example, the seniors of this year would choose the most loud person in games. So imagine if you were loud. A crowd captain from this year, senior, would choose you, and then somebody would give you the vest for next year, and you'd be a crowd captain.
Yeah, awesome. It all started, I think it was, next year, during basketball?
Last year during basketball, the crowd captain started, and whoever was the most spirited and most loud, they each picked one person, and they interviewed them and said, why do you want to be a Spartan Crazy? And we all obviously passed that interview.
Yeah, so seniors look around, they interview, they scout the new...
Exactly.
So the Crazies are often yelling various chants at the games you attend. Can you demonstrate a couple of your favorites for us today?
I got you. I'll demonstrate my favorite, which is Spartan Nation, and it goes like this. Is the crowd ready? Y'all ready?
Yes. We have a studio audience getting ready to participate.
Spartan Nation! Spartan Nation! Spartan Nation!
That was beautiful. Yeah. That was... can feel the Spartan spirit in the room.
Some of our favorite chants are probably, I actually like doing the ones with the cheerleaders, like Go Big Blue.
Yeah.
That was probably my favorite one. So that one's fun to do too.
Yeah, the cheerleaders definitely bring on the intensity in the crowd. Definitely loved having the cheerleaders there.
Oh yeah, we love our cheer team.
They're amazing.
They're wonderful. Now, moving on to our next question, what makes a great Spartan Crazy?
So the characteristics you need to have to be a Spartan Crazy, you have to have a sense of humor. That's how
of
it
course.
Goes. You have to, you know, get one of the signs and put an embarrassing picture of your friend that's on the team. Mm-hmm. That's always hilarious. And you know, as crowd captains, we love to see those. You need to be loud. You need to be loud. You need to, you know, get in the chants and yell. You can't be quiet, or else, you know, you're not really being crazy.
Yeah.
So that's what I think.
I love the people that come to the games, but the people that come to the games and don't make any noise,
it's a bummer.
It's kind of annoying to see,
silence,
but it happens.
Silence is for the sane, and we're not about that here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I feel like going to a game is pointless to just stand there and not cheer.
Exactly.
Because it makes it like the whole experience is so much better with just cheering and being loud for your team.
And once the younger kids get more comfortable with coming to the games, I think they'll start cheering, because that's how I was as a freshman. I didn't say anything the first couple of games, and I was like, I started cheering, and I was like, this is way better. Like, I love coming to the games.
I'm not going to lie, for me, I just I went to one game. I saw my friends in the varsity soccer team. And I just got crazy.
got crazy. And how can students get connected to and communicate with the Spartan Crazies?
So how you can get connected to us is just either reaching out to us, or there's an Instagram page called SLHS Spartan Nation, and Ben Siminski runs it, and he takes pictures of the crowd, the players
during
the
game. Pictures.
Amazing pictures. And so the game time is going to be posted all around the school, and we're also all going to post on our story of the day of the game, and that's how you're going to get the theme and show up, be loud, have fun.
All right.
Yeah, that's why we want to have people there, so it looks like, so it's like you can tell that it's fun, so then more people would want to go.
You could also, you know, communicate through us, the crowd captains ourselves, and then we also have all the info for games and themes and everything.
So how do y'all go about like generating spirit at the games? Like, are there any like things you like to do or bring to like get spirits going?
I have a famous Spartan hat. I brought it last year to the playoff games for soccer, and everyone started loving it, so I just started bringing it to all the games. And then I lost it and I had to get a new one.
No.
But this one's newly improved. It's way better. It's way better. So, yeah, I just bring it to, you know, show the spirit of the school. And, you know, it just makes everything more fun.
And one more thing, another prop is the cheerleaders have those megaphones. We use those at football games. Oh, amazing. Yeah. They're so loud. And we want the other student section to hear us while we're chanting at
them. Of course. Intimidation.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Now, before we go, let's play a fun little game of Would You Rather. Are y'all ready?
Yes,
always.
Okay, would you rather win $25,000 or have one of your friends win $100,000?
See, it really depends on the friend. If Jose got the $100,000, no. Now if Hunter, I'm kidding. I'd rather have the friend win $100,000 because y'all could go on a fun vacation trip. That's my reasoning behind it.
I'm going to have to agree with Valentin on that one. The friend, 100,000 for sure. Definitely, if they're a great friend, they're going to give you a good load of that and maybe go on vacations, as he said, or just have a great time with that money.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with both of them because, you know, that money could be used to Spartan crazy, maybe buy some props, buy another Spartan head. It'll be fun.
So many Spartan heads.
Yep. Everyone has one, though.
So I'm loving y'all's responses. You would have the friend win the money. It's really reflective of the supportive nature of the Spartan Crazies. Yep. All right, so our next question is, would you rather be Batman or Iron Man?
This is a no-brainer. I think it's just the fact that Batman is better than Iron Man and any other superhero. I'd rather be Batman because Batman's just Batman. He's cool. He's awesome. What else does he need? Nothing. Exactly.
I'm going to disagree and say that Iron Man is probably one of the greatest heroes. He's just like, they're basically both the same person. They're both like trillionaires. And they both, but Iron Man just has the better suits.
See,
Iron Man can get whatever he wants.
This is why I wouldn't give Jose $100,000. This right here is why.
I say I'll be Iron Man.
And to break the tiebreaker, I'm going to have to go with Batman.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Just a fan of Batman.
Okay, we have one more question. And I'm looking across at Valentin at his microphone, and I'm realizing that this may be an awkward thing to ask, but we already decided on the questions yesterday. Would you rather have a mullet for a year or be bald for 6 months? Valentin, would you like to start us off?
Easy. Another easy question, a mullet. Mullet's just the way to go. I got the mullet, and it looks great on me. I don't care what anyone says. You know,
he does have an amazing mullet. I really like it.
Jose's trying to get back the $100,000.
I do want the $100,000.
No, I think a mullet. You know, I was bald for a little bit, and it didn't look right. But, you know, the mullet fits perfect for me, so I choose the mullet.
Okay.
So my hair in the back is long, so it kind of looks like a mullet. But I've always thought of just buzz cutting my hair. Just because it's like, I've had this since about, I say, the 7th grade. But then I just started taking care of it. But I would always, like, love to experience, like, what it feels like to be bald, basically.
For me, I'm going to have to go with the mullet. You know, it's kind of the trend going around. It's starting to slow down a little bit, but Valentin's rocking that mullet so nicely. Like, if
Hunter,
I could, but it
I
definitely takes.
I love you, Hunter. I love you too.
But
this is why he got the 100K.
It definitely takes some time to grow it out, but once you get it to where you want it to be, I'm gonna have to go with the mullet for
perfect
sure.
Perfect fit. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you, Spartan Crazy Captains, for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Had a great time.
Of course.
Beautiful time.
All right.